Welcome to the Reading Finney's Wake Forum on Facebook. This is Ryan and Bob with our 49th episode. And we're starting at page 555 tonight. And it's the beginning of Book 3, Chapter 4. All right, you want me to start reading, Ryan?
Well, you've got everybody welcome. Let's see if we can come up with something we like here. Because actually people, believe it or not, they actually look at this thing of yours, Bob. It's kind of odd that they actually look at it. So begin.
With people.
Your Facebook friends or Facebook. Loveme.com or something. The preemptive. He's got a great web.
He starts off, the narrator has been awakened. The character narrated describing the story. He gets awakened in the middle of the night. Said, what was that? Fog was what? Tumult sleep? Left sleep. But really now, what about? It's spacey then. How much time do we live in? Yes? So, net by night, by not by napping. In those good old lousy days gone by, the days, shall we say, of whom, shall we say, while kinder wardens minded their kids' bed, there now they stood. The sycamores, four of them, and the courting adieus, the majority, the minority, the ever so and the fermentarian, with the valley through which bow reaper, Tetranix by Tetranox, at their pussy corners, in that old time Talio Logot, when copers fearsome with dust water, the cutty, and his poor old dying boozy cough, Hester, newsful, staggered, grumbling, devilly donk, the way to Mumlin.
Okay, that was one, that was our first sentence. We finally got a sentence to stop it. Okay,
yes.
There's three different sets of issues being set here. Okay, they're back, this is Archie and Edith Bunker singing Those Were the Days on All in the Family. And they're talking about how good it used to be or what it could have used to be. Now everybody's asleep. Everybody's resting. Everybody's giving up. Everybody's decided. And then the Democrats, they win something and then they lose something. Or they give something away or they kill something and they give it away again. It's the craziest thing that they've now come to a place where they're starting to figure out what the hell's going on. Which house is running? And then four of them are those, Quartin argues. They're arguing. This is who's in the majority, who's in the minority. It doesn't matter because it's all rocking, stinking, blow reapers. That's what's going to come in. But they're tax and turning position of I'm in charge. No, I'm in charge. No, I'm in charge. And then they even list off the names with the Gus Walker and the poor old dying boozy cough and New Skull. Who is New Skull? And Saggis. Delmy. Goes on and on and on, just going over some of the folks in power, making a cheeky reference to them that they liked it better when everybody was back in sleep. Because when everybody was back asleep, nobody was noticing what the hell was really going on. But don't worry, don't worry. Kevin Navy's sitting to come see what he can or she can do.
All right, follow me, Beeline, and your bumbling, Esther, and this little faggot stumbling, and listening. I mean, they've woken up, they're listening. And listening, they glad enough when nice child Kevin Mary, who was going to be commandeering chief of the choir boys brigade the moment he grew up under all the auspices, Irish smiled in his milky way of cream dribble and onage custard and dressed cabbage, frighted out when Dad Brad Jerry Godolphin, who was hurrying to be curd mold schooling in a night refuge and bald as he was cured enough on a hospital. Cardinal Scullion, in a night refuge as bald as he was cured enough on air all the hospitals, turned brown down his minky waste of methylated spirits, ick and melancholy leaves, ick, and pulverized rhubarbarum, icky.
Wait. Don't do it. Let's finish this text just up. Now, Kevin McCarthy's trying to run the choir boys and just going to bring it up and trying to fix it all and make a big thing. Meanwhile, we've got a Cardinal Scullion in the night refuge as the ball and ended up to get rid of the hospital. So a pope burying a pope. Last time you saw that was 600 or so years ago, huh, Bubby? So it's laying out the details of the balance of the fall. Okay. Now you have information and you have misinformation, but most all of it stinks. It's what's being presented in the story so far. Now that's the total of 555. Now we've got to set some precedents within this because there's actually a story in a story. And that's what Bob's been saying about the wake all along, because otherwise you can never figure it out if you can't figure or calculate the story in a story. Okay? Because you've got to tell me, you got to tell me. And now that's not right. And you're going to tell me, and then that's not right. And then they make a beeline for the bumbling. They're trying to see who can come up with the next running story that's better than the last running story. He's got five documents in the house where the gun of Corvette is. He's got things he's not supposed to have. Wait a minute, that's what Trump did. No, that's what they did. No, wait, Trump, wait. Wait now. Trump was a sitting president. He can declassify any information as they, I bless you, declassified. Now he can't get in trouble. So they raid Mar-a-Lago and go to Melania's penny draws and all that stuff looking for the what do you call that thing that, the Holy Grail. They were looking for the Holy Grail. I think it was in Mar-a-Lago somewhere, but they didn't quite lay hands on it, especially since the Secret Service and the archives had said, here's the stuff in this room, put an extra lock on the door, we'll make this a gift. Well, after everybody agreed to that, and they did it, then it was a problem. Okay, now Joe's got his strobe to the seven heavens, and got it out in the paper box, and got it some in the yard, and got some more where the dog's bone, where the dog lay, because, you know, the dog got thrown out of the White House for fighting people. He's got some of the documents laid down in the little space where the dog has to go pee when he can't get outside because they get kind of sleepy up there. Kind of go, but they got their gas stove. That's all that matters. They got a gas stove. That's all that's important here. So now what's happening is it's laying back in that they're fighting. And now it's all got wrinkled up. It's all methylated spirit. Ick. Lemon collie lies and pulverized rhubarb room. So they got caught in this whole thing.
Yes. Okay, turn the page.
Yeah. Now, do you see what's going on here? It's a two-part, it's a double entendre. We're going to get to that in just a second, because Bob's got to work out the details for the tetrad management, because you've got to set this in a way. Go ahead.
Okay. Night by Silent Seven Night. Santina Isabel, who will be blushing all day to be you when she drove up on Sunday, St. Holy and St. Arsene, when she took the veil, the beautiful presentation nun, so barely 20 in the pure coif, Sister Isabel, next Sunday, Michaelmas, when she looked at peace, the beautiful Samaritan, still as beautiful and still in her teens, Nurse St. Pat Isabel, with six starched cups, but on holiday, Christmas, peace mornings, when she wore a wreath, the wonderful widow of 18 spring, Madame Isa Ruth LaBelle, so sad but muxom in the toy blue thrown black, with only blossoming deeper trail. But she was the only girl they loved, but she is the queenly pearl you prize, because of the way the night at first we met you found to be, methinks, and not in vain, darling of my heart, sleeping in her April cot, within her cinder chamber, with her green beans flavored candy whistle, who led it to the crazy quilt, Isabel. She's so pretty, truth tells. Wildwood dies in primrose hair, quietly, all the woods so wild, in moves of moss and daphne dew, though also still she lay, deep of the white thorn, child of trees, as some lost happy leaf, as glowing flower still, as fain would she anon, as soon again twill be, win me, woo me, wed me, ah, weary ye, deeply, now even calm, lay sleeping.
Okay, now this whole section right here is describing and laying out Lady Liberty, the United States of America. Now this whole part that everybody cherishes it, but now it's the weeper's veil, the blossoming weeper's veil. And then you have your queenly pearly prize is out of the way after the first night. and you start thinking about in vain what's going through your heart, what's going through her heart. Now, it's giving you some clues here. Sleeping in her April cot. And I was trying to tell you something if you're paying attention. If you understand how to make a crazy quilt.
Well, why is no capital letters? Any reason?
Yeah, because it's no longer the corporation. Mm-hmm. Crown Inc. is that's the personal name, and then the name on the birth certificate. Your capital in all caps is a different. That's part of the corporation. And we're no longer in the corporation. Trump did that before he left office, and that's why this is so crazy. This happened, and nobody understands it. They don't know what's going on now. They think of the United States as it still is. Now we're officially going back to the United States R. Okay.
Right.
Now let's get this sorted out. We've now stopped Crown Inc. We've done the burying of the live and the dead popes. We've gotten rid of the handful of Democrats that were trying to run the world, and poor Joe, bless Joe. So y'all keep Joe on the prayer list. They can't get the glue to stick to the dummy's face no more. It falls off, and then his eyes get glued shut. It's all kinds of footage on that. And Bob's laughing because now even that Drudge of his infamous, or so infamous, Drudge report is starting to having to acquiesce a little bit. But this is screwed up stuff. It's like, okay. It might be a little worse than we thought. I'm not sure, but it might be a little bit worse than we thought. And then they're having to actually start to acknowledge it, start to say, Houston, we have a problem. No, really, Houston, we really have a problem.
Right, so I said no capital letters. There are occasional nouns with capital letters. But
those are references.
Yeah, there's no capital letters at the beginning of the paragraph. There's no hierarchy. No old-fashioned snobbishness. It's all one level.
Correct.
It's a democracy, no longer a republic. The republic would have capital leaders at the beginning of each section.
Correct. And so now what you're going to see, now you're going to have to see, it'll be go set a watchman. So you'll see.
Okay. Now, upon that, so the first section, night by silent telling night. Now we're saying, now upon that, while in this tumbrel watchman had looked, he queer seen, from yon sides of the choppy, pumped by his cursor bog, went long the grass grows bumpus fast that enters the bubble the pass, throwing his bottle in a hole, for it wet his lustful distressed key cooksman, sequestering for lovers lost property officers, the lead thing from all purge at night, of nice. Oh, it's nasty. Pickers, drillers, nappers, and bands, hands, boon, and stumpers, minty sticks, and edit text plastics.
Okay. Now, that's laying up to tell you what's going on with all the different references. References of where we are now. They got the watchers watching everything, trying to see what's what. And they're going on there. You got the LGBTQRSTXYZ represented. You got the nasties, the kickers, the nappers, the stumpers, the smitty sticks, and the Eddie flaskers. I can't even tell you what he thinks. The Eddie flaskers are going to be all swallowing when they put their bottle in the hole and wet their whiskers. So it's setting up this whole thing, and everybody's sort of lost in the turmoil. And the watchmen don't know what to do because they're looking at this stuff and they see queer scenes.
Yes. Okay. Next section. Next flow. One fine night and the next fine night and last fine night while cockling the slop in a maiden's chamber cushy with dreamings of simmering my deal astore was basking to her full asleep. How she thought a nog came to the downstairs tower at that hour to pierce the air, and down she went, trip be shrek, to see was it sleep's mingles, or shoehorn the post with a chilly cramp with himself and company, Esquire, looks like Esquire, or then four horsemen on their polka loop, Nori Sutra.
Oh, I guess that's the way. Now, you see how she is set up there. Now we're coming into this whole thing where it's kind of like, wait a minute, Schumer, and Pelosi, and Schiff, and Schrat. They're so clear with this whole thing that they're trying to lay up that now we actually have the four horsemen on their apocalypse. So, there we go. See what's left at Sue's by Jakes and Welks. That's the law firm. Go ahead.
How about everybody sitting there waiting for the bomb cyclone to come to shore in California?
Yeah. Bomb cyclone? Where'd you learn such a high-minded word, Bob? You've been reading again.
Yeah, chapter 2, verse 3. Okay. Oh, them, or them four horsemen on their apocalypse, Nori, Susi, Jason, Welch, and the glory bit of the saints in heaven. There was a creek up the circuit, and when she first entangled the sea, Galoheri, down and she went on her knees to brush herself that were nodding together like milk jugglers, as if it was the rake of that husky church, her old Kong Gandalf tool of the mountain, or a frugal ghost she seen, living off over the sawdust lobby out of the back room, one chur, that was I everyone's insurance in his honeymoon trim, holding up his finger house with the pussy in his pitfall. Potter of baby, potter of ivy lay, or heard a wish, his sow belly, and the whites of his pied eyeballs, swearing her to silence and force.
Okay, now this is what's happening here. This is fixing the setup. We're having to catch up a little bit because we've had a lot of space since the mom was off for holidays. So we've got to catch this up. This is reliving the January 6th debacle. And now the fun thing is now they have got the footage, and they've released said footage, where they're waving at the camera in the Capitol, because they have the mag locks on the Capitol door. Apparently, it's not as easy to stroll into the people's house as everyone thought. So they had to wave at the camera in the Capitol, as this was a set-up inside job for them to unlock the mag locks on the doors of the Capitol. They waved him, and that was the guards doing that. Now the worm is turned, and everybody's upset. They were afraid about the sawdust in the lobby as they were strolling through the people's house looking for sow belly. Those white people, those pious eyeballs answering those in the court. Okay, go ahead.
Each and every juridical sessions night, when as Goodman 12 and True at Fox and Beast in their numbered head occasions, cried old wireless overboard in their jury members, whereas by referendum they found him guilty of their and those implications of horny co-oculation, but two of his elbow puro correlations on whom he was said to have enjoyed by anticipation when schooling them in a mound, mid grass, he sat, when man was amazingly frank, for their first conjugation, these colors are standing up from the above were a pretty carnation. But if really twere not so, of some ferret-tame denudation with intense excitation caused by its retrogradation among firearm forces proper to this nation, but apart from all titillation which he said was under heat pressure and a good mitigation without which in any case insists upon being worthy of continued alimentation for him, having displayed, he says, its grand toleration, reprobate so noted and all, as he was with his watch leather sleeve and his smoking stump, for denying transubstantiation, nevertheless in respect of his high-powered station, whereupon...
Oh, my God, you just got to stop. There's no period. There's no period. you just got to stop. Sorry to break, because it's actually... Bob is doing good. He's having a nice flow today. Now, you got to picture this is what's going on. Everybody's looking for the stars and stripes. Now they see that they've changed all that. Now you have pretty carnation colors. And now you're talking about the conjugation. That's what we're talking about, the new world. Because now this whole thing isn't working now. And so now you have the real retrograde firearm forces, which are run by Trump. And what Trump is he's controlling the military because of the new documentation. That's what everybody now is starting to acknowledge. Well, it was the last Pentagon briefing, anybody. There hasn't been one. Not like a piece of one. There hasn't been one. So then, It's very titillating as this goes, but now you're talking about litigation, because now they don't lawsuit it. Now, all of a sudden, the senators in the Democrats, now all of a sudden they want to work with Kevin McCarthy. They want to work with him. They want to see what they can get done. It's going to be okay. But they realize that there's such the toleration of this retrobateness that's going on so long, there's no way to fix it. The age of Aquarius has come.
Okay, continue. For denying transubstantiation, nevertheless, in respect of his high-powered station, where more especially is probably he was meantime suffering genteel tortures from the best medical attestation, as he oftentimes did, having only strength enough by way of fascination to implore, or I believe you have, might have said better, to conflore with complete obsecration on everybody connected with him, the curse of coagulation. For, he tells me outside Salmon's in King Street, after 2 or 3 hours of close confabulation, by this pewter pint of Joby's Ghostway, which is his prime consolation, albeit involving upon the same though uncertain amount of the topic of regurgitation, he being perfectly
Yeah, that's his claim. You don't even need a translation for this, Bob. Esophagus regurgitation. It's just actually pretty flat, pretty plain and clear from the confabulation. And see, now you've got a pewter pint of the Gilby's goat's way. They're going to try to sue this. Say, oh, we're here for you. We're sorry about the water. Oh, wait. Then James Joyce says, we told y'all to get out of California before all this. Wait till you like. If you don't like the last weather, wait till the next weather. It's going to be fun. Whether or not, whether you are or whether you're not. This comes back to the full tide. High set conditioned response of the shuffle between Trump's world, which has nothing to do with the United States of America. You notice he's talking different now. Now it's not Make America, not the United States Corporation. It's Make America. The old timing. Back when you had no taxes. The reason people came back to the United States of America so they don't have to pay any taxes. And so now they're trying to make it where that's all you get to do is pay taxes. Or everybody gets everything paid for free. So much so that there's nobody working anymore. So a good mint if you can sustain it. So you basically set the stage for the Hunger Games to see if you're a patron or a tribute. That's what's coming on right now. We need to go a little bit further, but we don't want to go too far because this is just too much. But we had to get the regurgitation out of the way. So more, a little more. If you can, you wrap it up when you can find, when you can get down to Adam, find it later. Or wherever you want to stop, you can set it up. We could go on for days like this, so it's good. Keep going.
Okay, so by the pewter pint of Gilby's Ghostway, which is a prime constellation, albeit involving upon the same no uncertain amount of topic of regurgitation, he being personally unpreoccupied with the extent of a pleased wizard against eruption, if he was still extremely offensive to his score and four nostrils to be dilatation. Still, he was likewise on the other side of him to some metonymized delectation, as he asserts without the least alienation, sole praise of his fault he would make obliteration, but for a friend behind the bars, though like Adam Finlater, a man of estimation, summing him up to be done, be what will of excess results exultation, still we think with Sully there can be no right to extenuation for contravention of common and statute legislation, so it's a fifth remedy resides for Mr. Sully in corporal amputation. So, 3 months for Gob's Jeroboam, props with the test of the park, that for Act 1, Section 2, Schedule 3, Clause 4, the 5th of King Judge, this sentence will be carried out tomorrow morning by...
He's doing Section 3, Code 2. Oh. That's he lays out the law.
One thing we missed before on the upper deck.
This is fire. Yeah. Mr. Sully, that's right. And now since we've had corporeal amputation, this has been going on now until it's 3 months, and now everybody's time's up. So before, when we were talking about the 12 seated, they're making reference to the 9 Supreme Court justices, but they're making the do about it like it's a jury of your peers, 12 of your peers trying to figure out how this goes. And this goes back to the re-segregation of the Federal Reserve districts, which are where you're going to have your Hunger Games. It's already divided out from which district you're from. Pretty exciting.
All right. This sentence will be carried out tomorrow morning by Nolan Boland at 6 o'clock sharp. And may the east wind and the hopping hail halt mercy on the 700 east and its early building growth. Amen, says the clerk.
Okay. That's a good place. That's a good place.
No, no. No, no. We end it. Oh, well. End of the thing. See, you'll see it. We'll end in the...
Dot, dot, dot.
Nice by nice by neat by natty, whilst amongst Reverie's happy guards nine, the 20 Lightfoot yearlings, darters all, had such a ripping time.
Whoa. Stop on the ground. How many people did not elect Kevin McCarthy 20. As Speaker of the House of Representatives? So 20 of them Lexi lips, line lips, and yearlings, and new people, them damn darters, they come in here, they're gonna rip up time. Who the had the gleeful cries in this heaven old kid? They knocked it down. They turned it up. They made it where it's all crying. It's all cheers for him to be gone. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll be there again. Nice by nice by neat by natty. While amongst Reverie's happy guards nine, with 20 licensed yearlings, darters all, had such a ripping time with gleeful cries of what is nice, popping Sean, native made for, and weeping like fun, him to be gone, if the car to be gone, for they were never happier, hoo-hoo, than when they were miserable, ha-ha, in their bed of pride. Yes.
This would be funny if it wasn't so sad.
Yeah. All right. Him to be gone, for they were never happier, hoo-hoo, than when they were miserable, ha-ha, in their bed of trial on the bolts of hardship, by the glimmer of memory, under coverlets of cowardice, Albutra's Nianzer, with Victa Nianza, his mace of might mortified, her beauty fell hung up on a nail, he, mister of our fathers, she, our muttering, roo, 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 they, I, by the holy poker blazer, they are as sure as Dinny drops into the dike, dot, 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 and then there's a cry, ah, the kid cries. And I'll just read the next two lines. Where is J.W. talking? Where are we at all? And what about the native state? J.W. says often, I don't understand. I fail to say, boss. I dare see you too, Dobbs Ian. All right, we'll stop there.
That's great fun. This was the clearest without much extrapolation. It's pretty clear.
Yeah.
And you notice they come back even with the 9 and the 20 lips that yearly. The 9's going back because you're not finished with that. They're not done with that. You're having distraction. Everything's fixing to become a sidebar, a prestidigitation. Nothing will be as it seems. Someone says that way now.
Yeah, it's announcing of ion because it's all these words ending in ION.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you remember on FiveBody.com, 6 weeks before Ryan showed up, what was that guy called? Lover Boy, or whatever his name was, Matt Vaughn.
Love Job.
He started posting words of the ION 6 weeks before Ryan showed up, before Ryan was invoked. And then when Ryan was invoked, he claimed he did it, that he had said all these words of ION. So this is a... This is like ION coming in because the whole story wakes up and you realize there's a family of Porters. Mr. and Mrs. Porter, it's not HCE and ALP. And they go through a domestic scene summarizing the whole book. So that's the wake portion. And then when you begin book four on page 593, it opens with a chart. A hand from the cloud emerges, holding a chart expanded. Just on the first page of the final book, which then merges back into the first book. On 593 near the bottom. So that's what we're anticipating here.
And then here's the ultimate distraction. they've got you into a position where a dozen eggs are $10 a dozen. $10. Yeah. Y'all gonna be able to eat caviar, beluga caviar for cheaper than you can. The fish eggs is gonna be cheaper than a chicken's egg. And then to add insult to injury, we everybody acknowledges that they're fixing to be the electromagnetic pulse. They're all talking about it. They've been practicing it. People have been without power. The wind blows and the power's out. A tree limb jiggles and the power's out. We live it without power. We can get 20 degrees below zero. We got to this. And so now, how does the government decide to take this on and really make everybody feel better about it? They decided to ban gas stoves. So if you had $10 to buy a set of eggs, you wouldn't have a gas stove to cook it on anyway. So you got it going on. You're going to have to make egg whites. You want to make egg whites is the best you can do if there's any cream of tartar left over. Because you won't be able to cook the damn eggs because you ain't going to have no electricity and you ain't going to have no gas to cook the damn eggs. So just let them eat cake.
I know. I wonder if Joyce has in here, James Joyce has in there somewhere, too many chefs in the cooker. Too many cooks in the kitchen is what we're talking about here.
Yeah, correct. But that's just a distraction because then the wholeheartedly one says, oh, by God, you're not going to. It's like in the scene in Mars Attacks when they're in the trailer and everything's being destroyed and she cocks that 20-gauge shotgun and she says, well, by God, they're not going to get that TV. You're not gonna get my gas stove. I guess they could just turn the gas off and then you wouldn't have that. Then you could keep the stove but you wouldn't have no gas. Maybe that's the ticket. Turn the gas off and don't worry about the gas stove. It's a distraction that everybody would have come to arms over. Rather than what's happening within their failed, sovereign system of travail.
Failed
sovereign system of travail. Not their republic, though, out of that. But no. That's a sidebar. So now what's happening is everybody's scared, but everybody's on a nail. Everybody's on their father's knee. Everybody's arguing to argue. Everybody's got the holy poker and the blazer. They're on a skinny drop into the dike. Yeah, when they start wasting the teeny drops, that's DNA drops, by the way.
Right. Now, go into the FDR, JFK, Trump cycle.
Okay, this is what we're doing here, over and over and over and over again, where everything was, Mr. Roosevelt was going to save us all, remember? And so it was all over, and it was terrible times, but everybody bucked up. They bucked up, Nate. Then you had the whole wide world was put in a position where everybody was starving to death. And it had to be coming all the way through of what we're going to do, how we're going to change it, so that people will start typing again. Because that's how they've gotten this far. Nobody's working. Everybody's got money. You're going to go bankrupt. You're going to have a bank full of money. And you're going bankrupt. Craziest thing you ever seen. But now what happens, you come back around full circle. And this is where we're coming into the Trump land now, where everything is destroyed. Everything is turned on its ear. And so now the same hysterical pattern is going all the way again, all the way back from the World War I, the World War II, and then the other conflicts that they don't bother to call wars, and reset you into a place where now everybody has to buckle in. And ask not what you can fuck from your country, but ask what your country can fuck from you. That's the famous phrase that they'll be making now. And then they kind of find out, and Trump says, never mind, there's no more of that. That's all over with. There's nobody in Washington. That property has been segregated back to Columbia. We've given it back to Columbia. So that's what it is. And they say, they were ballsy enough to say that's what it was, for Pete's sake. I mean, how much clearer can you be? Vatican City is its own 100-little-mile country. It's not part of Rome. Separate. It's another country. Okay? That 1 mile in the middle of London, everybody talks about that. That's not in Europe. There's no Europa there. It's something else. They're acknowledging it. Now they're staying wide open the things they've tried for all this time to keep desperately secret under penalty of death. Poor England. We'll miss him.
Yes, but what about JFK, the middle part?
That's we don't want to spoil the story, because this is what's happened. See, when you go just a little bit forward, the groove two, you've got to get to the chamber scene. That's where they get boxed. That's where they got nowhere to go. That's what happened to JFK. He got boxed. He was going to turn this around when he had a chance. He's like, you sons of bitches, you're not going to do it like this. You people are thieves. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. Y'all not going to run this year. We're going to get this thing backed by something. You let these damn Poles, Bolshevik people come in here, going to put firecrackers down Raul, Fidel Castro's butthole. Yeah, we're not going to be doing that. We're not going to put up with that Bay of Pigs, my ass. We're just going to have some spouse. We're just going to have some coghead cheese. There's going to be no Bay of Pigs around here. They're going to cut the heads off, and they says, cut the heads off. No, we got to keep that's our best distraction. We're not going to waste a good catastrophe. No, Mr. Met, happy birthday to you. And then all of a sudden, Mr. President had to go. And Mr. Roosevelt may have saved us all, but wait on the Viscounts. Wait on the Viscounts to get in place and see if he and Mr. Roosevelt and Mr. Kennedy can sort it out for us.
Said three guys, if he and Mr. Roosevelt and Mr. Kennedy, or he would be Trump?
But we didn't want to spoil it, Bob. People are trying to, we're spoiling the plot. They won't want to read the rest of the book. This is like Playbill, the Playbill version of the show, Bob. It's the Playbill version. You get the, what do you call those things? The crib notes. These are the crib notes.
Well, that's what you come into. The next section is a crib bill. Describes the whole play and the characters, what they're going to do. But what is the cycle? A cycle of what? From FDR to JFK to Trump. Are there three cycles?
I'm good. It's the Krebs cycle. You know that. Cycle, Bob. That's what it is. I feel good. I'm growing. I'm learning. I don't know nothing. I want to know something. I got a word. I want to read a word. I got a word. Give you a word. What's the word? What's that word? How you say that word? What word is that? I don't know that word. I never heard that word. Let's get the word. Okay, that's how you get comfortable with the wordy word. Okay. Then you start figuring out the difference between the is's and the arnesses, and you get uncomfortable with that. Then you finally get you a pit bull, a pistol, and some pomegranates. And you get you some pit bull and a pistol and some pomegranates, you'll be able to live happy all the rest of your life. Oh, won't it be wonderful, man, living in this world of sin. And then you get yourself all hooked up. When the roll is cold up yonder, you won't be there. Then you're like, uh-oh, wait a minute. Now, this cycle then turns into, well, we don't know what we're going to do. We're dead, goddammit. We're dead already. We're dead already. And meanwhile, everybody's got, instead of walking around, as people used to walk around, they had their little knives and had to have their some change, and they had to have their stuff ready for the school bus. Now they have to have a shoebox full of fentanyl tablets in order to go to the bathroom. And there's everybody providing graciously a shoebox full of fentanyl tablets. It's enough to kill everybody in every state in the whole wide union 17 times now. So everybody gets a shoebox full of fentanyl in case you have a bad day. So this rips and falls and turns until there's nothing. And then all of a sudden, out of the inky, misty darkness, here comes this lone voice that says, Kumbaya, my Lord, let's save it over here. But this time, it's going to be a full cycle, a full crab cycle, that you're going to have to ascend or you're not going to continue the cycle. That's the difference here.
Is the storm on the coast of California in what we read?
That's the whole bolster of hardship. That's the whole thing that's coming. But this is, you're going to get to a whole section once that becomes a little bit more evident. Because if you notice quietly, everybody's talking about California, but it's just wiped out everything below the 33rd parallel. There ain't nothing left to sell in Alabama. Pretty tough.
Yeah, there's a...
So what's happening is, you know who Suzanne Plachet is?
Yeah, an actress from the 60s or so.
Well, that was Bob Newhart's wife. But she also played in that commercial. She also played that commercial when they can't believe it's not butter. Well, we can believe. Daryl and Dean can believe it's not butter, but they couldn't believe it wasn't butter. And then there she said, it's Mother Nature. She said, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature. And then everything went ka-ching. some of this stuff that everybody's saying is harp and the government causing it, and that Nancy Pelosi ruined my life. All this is, and George Soros paid for it all. George Soros paid for it all. He's got $100 trillion and he's paid for all this acrimony that we're living through. George Soros did it. He's 112 and he ruined our lives. He's he's everybody's house now. He's moving in. And so, it's like, come on now, this is ridiculous. Mother Earth is repairing itself, getting ready to go home. That's what's actually going there. It's being set up. And we've been clear all the way through with this. This is not so much wake stuff. It's just pre-wake stuff getting y'all ready for it. Everybody that had ears to hear had an opportunity. And that we're just glad that the Sandinistas are being welcomed into the United States of America before it's too late.
Okay, I want everybody to look over, if you've got the book, look at page 559, the next page after where we stop. My favorite line, 6 lines from the bottom. Well, let's go 8 lines from the bottom. It says, free curse, no age, close up, play. And then it says, cowboy, cry off. Remember, we end it with a cry off. Tabler, her move. And then Joyce takes the day off. He doesn't write it. He just puts in footage.
and that's where we've done this time again. We'll say some little glib or farcical archetype, and then we'll say news at 11. News at 11. That's footage. We won't say that anymore. We'll say
that's
that
right.
Now. We'll say footage. We'll say footage. We'll just say footage instead of news at 11.
Yeah, you've done that. You've updated that. Great. Okay, so I'll unmute the people, the jury, and see what the jury has to say.
All participants are now unmuted.
We welcome your patterns that you recognize. Go ahead.
Hey, Ion, are you saying that the FDR-JFK-Trump cycle runs through the entire Finnegan's Wake, or just this section?
So far. Hmm. They're all stages of apprehension. Now you're trying to see how close or far you are to this apprehensive condition to respond. So the answer to that would be yes.
It's the whole thing. Cause, you know, a book that has the character named G.E., and that's when FDR is happening in the 30s and 40s, and then you have JFK. They're the two main, what are they called, acronyms? Three main acronyms. They're the two main acronyms. So what Trump, he's something, not an acronym, he's a conclusion?
Yeah. No. It's DJT. It's DJT. But he'll call it.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you get Donald and John in the same word anyway. John, you know, Donnie John, Don John, Don, Donald John, Ronald. You know, it's like...
Yeah, look at that number. D is the fourth letter. J is the 10th letter, which becomes 1. So that's 4-1, which can become the Procarian 14. And then you have T, which is 20, which is 2. So you can divide the 14, you can double it, or the 2-4-4-4 can become 2-2. And then you got a 1, which is the famous 122. And you have a 2 that squares itself. There's a lot in the DJT.
Correct.
All right, anybody else
got
a pattern?
Can I say one more thing about that, Bob? Just to tie it off. Ion, it seems like the way that it leads through the wake, the DJT, JFK, FDR pattern, is like three-phase power running in a loop.
Uh-huh. Well, not three-phase. No, they're not equal. No, you're right, it's three phases, but they're individual single phases. Because you've got to have 4 phases to make this thing work. When you're gonna, now we're talking about we're talking about electricity now, right? The phases.
Yeah.
See, that's what you were saying the words, but you were making reference to the electric, which is very bright on your part. But they're not bolstered through a polarity. They're individual phases. So they'll become a 3 phase and then 4 phase. That'll become that.
Okay.
But you don't want, like in the Ghostbusters, you don't want to cross the streams just yet. But if you cross the street, okay, so the thing's going to blow up. And then Gozar the Gazarian will come.
Okay, so they're independent of themselves. Does that match the four wings you used to talk about in Kingdom's Wave?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
They will merge. And they will merge.
So here's where they end up, Chad. You go from this section, and then in the last chapter, which goes back to the first page, page 3, and look what you got. River Run, past even Adam, from Swerve of Shore, that's S-O-S, to Bend of Bay, B-O-B, Bob. S-O-S Bob is the fourth tetradic flip.
Yeah.
That's pretty clever.
Swerve of Shore. With Shotgun Sally on his side.
Okay, next person.
That was very good.
Yeah, I've got a lot.
Because you made it topical. Made it topical while you were at it. It's good.
Oh, Chad? You talk about what Chad said?
Yeah, Chad did, yeah.
Yeah, who's speaking?
And we hadn't even said penis but one or two times all night long. Isn't that hard?
Yeah, okay. It's Phil, Bob. I've got a line that I quite liked in the middle of 5.58 that I'd like to comment on. Gubs Jeroboam, the froth whiskered pest of the park. Who was he on?
That was your leadership, the old Democrat leadership. It was the names of those different ones that have those policies that they were coming up with this ridiculous stuff of. Let's pass a law saying you can't have money no more. That's a good law. Do that. Yeah, let's do that. No more fucking. No more fucking unless you're an alphabet person. You're an alphabet fucking. You're an alphabet person. And you can fuck any way you want to. But if you're not, don't you be called fucking. Don't you be straight white in the United States of America. You better not be. We're not putting up with this. You're not going to infiltrate their rights now. You're going to be gay as a $3 bill or you're going to get the fuck out. That's what's going to happen to you. That's a fact with my hand up right here.
Kind of you almost said penis in that little paragraph. You saved
the day there, false man. It'd have got ugly otherwise. We'd have been docked in the hard way.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Docked. Okay, Bert.
Page 557, the beginning of the, I think it's a paragraph, at the end. When as good men 12 and true at fox and geese in their numbered habitations. I can you, decipher that?
Yeah. Yeah. Now that's also your mediacology reference too. For the fox, of course, is your Fox News' version of lies and regalia. And then Slytherin, the House of Slytherin of everybody else, of the MSLSD and the Washington Compost, etc. It's where it divides it, and that's what then the law is going to have to start adjudicating. Not facts, but how things are presented. See, they're fighting over stuff, not about what's true or not, or you're guilty, or you're innocent. It's like, that line is a lie, and I support it. This is the truth, and I'm against it. I'll never fall for the truth. I'm not smart enough to know the difference. I'm going to have the Supreme Court tell me what I can see or think about while I'm seeing and thinking about it. Because this is not a thinking man's game. And I'm not going to pay you no more. No, hell no. Take my gas, though. By God, we finna feast. That's what we finna do. We gonna feast. Over something that don't ask those characters like whether or not you can have gas or not. Let alone a stove. That you can't get in the groceries anyway, even if you can pay $10 for a dozen eggs. There won't be none to buy. Cause guess what got all the chickens? The best little tin house in Texas caught the avian flu. Y'all heard of the avian flu? Isn't that back where we started this with the little Zika, little Zika babies running out on face? Uh-oh, well that's why you ain't got an ovum to make none of this out of. Because they all got kilted. They all got kilted. Millions dead in the avian world, Bob. The apocalypse is
Millions dead.
That's right. Millions dead. Millions dead. That's right. That goes back to Early Kyler. He was at the fifth place. And he was that looped, you know, Early Kyler. He always had something to drink. And they had the big sign outside with the newspaper box when people actually had newspaper. And it said 6,000 dead. And he looked at me and what he read was it said, good head. It was good head. He was going in because he didn't say 6,000 dead. He thought good head. So, well, that's where I'm going. That's what I'm
going. Okay, next pattern. Do you have a female voice?
Pattern, you mean a pattern of silliness?
Yeah. One time, who's speaking? Alright, you're starting to say something. Oh no, not you, fuck you. You said all your shit on the... You said all your shit on the chat line. You fucking blew your wad in the chat line. Okay.
Well, it's good to be an overcomer. It's good to be an overcomer, Bob. It's always good to be an overcomer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Lumpy's got a lot of backlog he's got to work out. It's been late. He hasn't been here for years. Okay.
Oh, so, yeah.
Who has something else to say?
So it's the farmer in the dale then. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, I am talking about the farmer in the dale. Couldn't get it out of my mind.
Oh,
look, here comes Lumpy Gravy around the back stretch. He's trying to push through. He's turned his mic up.
Pride in the back.
Yeah. Hard
angle. Pulling to the inside.
I've got roosters up in my barn that I've got to piss off and shit. We're all talking about the there he goes. All right. So please, someone give a Jack. Right. Jack McClintock. Here. Oh, I used the wrong one. Shit. Oh, that one, Jack. Yeah.
Well,
oh,
I said, thank God.
Oh, that's Aya. Jesus. Thanks. Oh, fuck yeah.
Child.
They say, you don't gotta mute us, Bob. We'll go right now. It's good. We're good. He's good. We're good.
No. A couple more minutes. So what, come on. Okay. Give me a pattern or two. Somebody.
Somebody.
First line in 555, Bob.
Yep.
What was that? Now, was that uttered by the California homeless community?
Read it.
What was thus?
Read it.
Fog was what? Damn it. What was thus? Fog was what? Too much sleep.
Oh, my God. Well, basically, what is he saying about? What is he saying about?
The parents are sleeping, and Kevin has made some noises. And so it's waking them up. They go, what was that? And they go, really now, what kind of a spaceship and how much time do you live in? Yes? How much time do you live in? There's an information overload environment. It's spaceship then.
People are waking up. So people are waking up and saying, how the fuck did we get here? And how do we get out of here? I don't know how we got here, but now I'm in here and I can't get out of here. So it's kind of like, uh-oh, y'all better wake up. So that's why it's the wake. And that's why, guess what? It's official, y'all, in just a few minutes now. Woke is going back to sleep. So there won't be any more woke.
Hey.
Thank God.
Hey. Hallelujah.
No woke, go broke.
Didn't you? Well, but then they're gonna die and die rich. They'll die rich. They got more money than Carter ever made liver pills. They just won't do nothing because now you're happy meal that nobody can eat with nutrition that you're not going to have cost $1.6 million if you could only pay for it. So it's good. But you can get double hash browns at the Awful House, so don't worry about it. You'll be okay.
And get a punch up at the Waffle House as well.
True. That's good. It's been great fun. This has been a pretty fun thing. As you go, as long as y'all enjoy it, it's good. But just as Dr. Dean clearly speaks and tells everybody, we don't have to do this.
Yeah.
But as long as it's fine, it's fun for us too.
What do you think of that?
It's been really good.
Aliens, a lot is explained when you find out the aliens don't like oil. I hope you get that. You guys notice that pattern?
Agreed.
That's why they're banning gas stoves. They don't like
anything. And that's why the humans, that's why they're fattening up all the humans, because that'll be their only talent. They'll use the offal off of humans to make their stuff. There's enough grease in humans, they've fattened up plenty enough. You don't need no other fat sources.
When will the aliens show up in the book here? At the very end?
Well, we would say they've been referenced all the way through so far. All these foreign interactions, you're talking foreigners like from Asia Minor or from Outer Mongolia. It ain't Outer Mongolia, Bob. It's other land far, far away.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. It's fun, y'all.
Thanks, Ion.
Thanks, Ion.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Ion.
Thank you, Ion.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Ion.
Thank you, Ion.
Get him. Oh, he's sticking and grinning.
Thanks, Ion.
You're welcome.